This is Scott Parker, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and all over the world via the internet. I want to welcome you to my podcast. Father, I just give you praise. I just give you glory, for there's none like it unto you. The great I am who sits on the sides of the north in Mount Zion, the circle of the earth. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. We thank you, Father, for your glorious Holy Spirit, for he is the eyes of the Lord who run to and fro throughout all the earth to show himself strong on those whose heart is perfect towards you. Father, we just thank you for making our hearts right. Well, thank God I'm going to be speaking about the restoration of the nation of Israel. If you would turn to Jeremiah 30, chapter 30, verse 3, I'm going to read from the Christian Standard Bible. For look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration, when I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. I will restore them to the land I gave their ancestors, and they will possess it. Let's read that same scripture in the New International Version. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I bring my people Israel and Judah back from captivity and restore to them the land I gave their ancestors to possess, says the Lord. These scriptures were beginning to be fulfilled on May 14th, 1948, when Israel became a nation. Turn to Amos 9:14. And I'll read from the New Life Version. And I'll return my people Israel to their riches, and they will build again the cities that have been destroyed and live in them. And they will plant grape fields and drink their wine, and they will make gardens and eat their fruit. You know, this has been taking place for years now, or since 1948, but I don't think it's come to its fullness. Turn to Deuteronomy 30, verse 3. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Lord thy God has scattered thee. And you know, we've been seeing the Jews coming back to their native land for years now. Turn to Jeremiah 24, verse 2. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. Then said the Lord unto me, what seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I've sent out of this place into the land of Chaldeans for their good. And I will set my eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and they shall return unto me with their whole heart. A great salvation is coming to Israel. Now let's look at the tribulation. Go to Luke 21, verse 5. And some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts. And he said, and this is Jesus talking, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come, in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, when shall these things be? And what shall there be when these things come to pass? Or what sign will there be when these things come to pass? Now skip down to verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and they shall be led away captive unto all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Okay, now once we know when the time is, what it's talking about here, when the Gentiles be fulfilled, and what that means, and we can know that the Jews will come through this great judgment on them, when they're going to get through this and begin to be built up. And we can see from these scriptures, this is during the great tribulation. Go to verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations and perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. That's some pretty scary stuff when it's so bad it makes people's hearts fail them. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So when you're seeing these tribulations going on, look up, for the Lord's about to come. Now, the Lord gives us a parable comparing the beginning of a tree blooming to summer being nigh, to all the events happening here, to the end of this era and the Lord coming back. And then it said, then he goes on to say, this generation shall not pass away till it be fulfilled. Let's read that parable of the fig tree. Verse 29, and he spake unto them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know that of yourself that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Now, many have taught that when Israel became a nation on May 14, 1948, that it is the fig tree beginning to bud. And this generation of people alive at that time when Israel became a nation are the people spoken of in the parable of the fig tree that will not pass away until the Lord come. And the more I put all these scriptures together, it makes sense. And it very well could be that. I'm not totally settled on that, but I'm going to give you some scriptural background so you can begin to see this very well could be what that's talking about. Turn to Romans 11, 1. And I say then, have God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God have not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Want ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, we have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone. Let me turn off this heater. It's probably the microphone's picking it. Microphone's picking it up. What saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved unto myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. What? I should unplug the heater. Anyway, okay. Okay, but what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men that have not bowed their knee to the image of Baal. Even so at this present time also there's a remnant according to the election of grace. Now turn to Jeremiah 24, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so have I acknowledged them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place unto the land of Chaldeans for the good. And I read that a minute ago. For I will set my eyes upon them for good, and I'll bring them again to this land. I'll build them up and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I'll be their God, and they shall return to me with their whole heart. Okay, Romans 11, go skip down to verse 7. What then? Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as written, God have given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear until this day. Now this is referring to the Jews. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense on them. Let their eyes be darkened, they may not see, and bow down their heart always. I say then, had they stumbled, they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them, or the fall of the Jews, be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them be the riches, how much more their fullness? So the fall of the Jews is the riches of the world. Go down to verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving them be but life from the dead? See, the casting away of the Jews was the reconciling of the people of the world, or the Gentiles, back to God. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Okay. Now, the fullness of the Gentiles is them being saved and becoming the body of Christ. Now turn to Luke 21, 24 again. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, shall be led away captive on all nations. This is the Jews. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So prior to and during the Great Tribulation, Jews have gone through great persecution. But they are only trodden down until the Gentiles be fulfilled. Okay, back to Romans 11:25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. Okay, if Israel being trodden down till the Gentiles be fulfilled in Luke 21:24 is what it's talking about here in Luke 11:25 about the Gentiles coming in, which is being saved and being made the body of Christ, then all Israel will be saved during the Great Tribulation. And that's what it looks like to me. Okay, if these things are saying the same thing, and that's what it looks like to me. Turn to Isaiah 27, verse 6. I'm going to read the Christian Standard Bible. In the days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel shall blossom and bloom and fill the whole world with fruit. This is all Israel being saved, as recorded in Romans 11:25 and 26. You know, when the people of Israel are restored through salvation, then they will blossom and bloom and fill the whole earth with fruit. And it says they will be saved when the fullness of the Gentiles come in, according to Romans 11:25. And the beginning of the fruit of Israel could very well be when they were restored to their land and became a nation in 1948. See, that's not being made for, that's just the beginning of the fruit coming forth. And this is what I'm looking at and asking God, is this what it looks like? Am I seeing this correctly? Still getting this established. See, Israel's compared to the fig tree. And the parable of the fig tree says, when the fig tree begins to shoot forth leaf and summer is not. I believe the time for all Israel to be saved and bring forth fruit is drawn nigh. Okay. After the fullness of the Gentiles has come, then all Israel shall be saved. And if you understand salvation, you know it's not just having their sins forgiven and going to heaven, but a spiritual regeneration. And that's when Israel will blossom and bloom, and the whole earth will be filled with its fruit. Let's read Isaiah 27:6 in the Christian Standard Bible. In the days to come, Jacob shall take root. Israel shall blossom and bloom and fill the whole world with fruit. Wonderful things come at Israel. Okay, let's read Romans 11:25 and 26 again in the International Standard Version. For I want to let you know about this secret, brothers, so that you will not claim to be wiser than you are. Stubbornness has come to part of Israel until the full number of the Gentiles comes to faith. In this way, all Israel will be saved. Will be saved. In this way, all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. Okay, let's go ahead and put a song here. He is Jehovah by Pamela Pontia.
He is Jehovah, God of creation. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty, the balm of Gilead, the rock of ages. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. He is the great I am, the God of Abraham. Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace I am, the God of Israel, the everlasting one. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee.
God that healeth thee.
provider, Jehovah Jireh, God of salvation, God of Messiah, the Son he sent to you and testified of him. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee.
Okay, turn to Ephesians 2:11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles of the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision of the flesh made by hand, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, and having no hope and without God in the world. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ was first preached to Jews, and by and large they rejected it. So it went to the Gentiles, but God will not forsake his people. Let's read that 2:11 in Ephesians, the International Standard. So then, remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth were called the uncircumcised by those who called themselves circumcisions. They underwent physical circumcision done by human hand. At that time you were without Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise. You had no hope and were in the world without God. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who have made both one, Jew and Gentile, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Here where it says both, it's referring to Jew and Gentile. And we all are being made one body, and that's the body of Christ. Turn to 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentile, and whether we be bond or free, and having been all made to drink into one Spirit. Okay, now go to Revelation 14, chapter verse 1, International Standard Verse. And I looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. With him were 144,000 people who had his name and the Father's name written in their foreheads. So the Lord stand on Mount Zion in Jerusalem with 144,000 people. Verse 2, then I heard a sound from heaven like that of many waters and like the sound of a loud thunder. The sound I heard was like harpists playing on their harps. And they were singing a new song in front of the throne, the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. They had not been defiled with women, for they were virgins. And they follow the Lamb whether what's or wheresoever he goeth. They have been redeemed from among humanity as the first fruits for God and the Lamb. In their mouth, no lie was found. They are harmless. Now, let's see who these 144,000 men standing with the Lord on Mount Zion are. Turn to Revelation 7, International Standard Verse. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. They were holding back the four winds of the earth so that no wind could blow on the land, on the sea, or in any tree. And I saw another angel coming from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels who had been permitted to harm the land, who had been permitted to harm the land and the sea. Verse 3, don't harm the land of the sea or the trees until we have marked the servants of our God with a seal in their hand. Now here's 144,000. I heard a number of those who were sealed, 144,000. Those were sealed from every tribe of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed. 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben. 12,000 from the tribe of Gad. 12,000 from the tribe of Asher. 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali. 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh. 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon. 12,000 from the tribe of Levi. 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar. 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun. 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph. 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. Now these 144,000 men were the 12 tribes of Israel were made fruit unto God, and they'll go forth during the great tribulation, preaching the everlasting gospel of the kingdom of God. See, when a person's made good fruit, you don't just sit around and act holy. You will walk like Jesus walked and do the works of Christ. And you know, and I just saw something where it's, or I just read where they are the first fruits. And I thought, Lord, is that what I just saw in the Word of God? They're the first ones to be made fruit. And I'm just considering these things. I'm going to look at that over that some more. I'm looking for my breakthrough. I know that God started a work in me and I'm being made fruit, but I'm not made fruit like Jesus yet. I'm not been brought to mature fruit is what I'm saying. And I'm saying, is that what you're saying about these 144,000? They're the first fruits unto God. Something to consider. After these things, I look, verse 9, and there was a crowd so large that no one was able to count it. They were from every nation, tribe, and people, and language. They were standing in front of the throne and the Lamb and were wearing white robes with palms, branches in their hand. And they cried out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell on their faces in front of the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen, praise God, wisdom. Praise God, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Who are these people wearing these white robes? Verse 13, one of the elders asked me, and where did they come from? And I told him, sir, you know. Then he told me, these are the people who are coming out of terrible suffering. That's the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That is why they are in front of the throne of God and worship him night and day in the temple. The one who sits on the throne will shelter them. And they will never be hungry or thirsty again. Neither will the sun nor its heat ever beat down on them. Because the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will lead them into springs filled with water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Okay, go to Revelation 6:2. And I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow and a crown that was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. God, this is short. I thought this was longer than that. Okay, now we know Jesus going forth to conquer and to conquer is him going forth to subdue all the nations of the world. You know, it says in the king, all the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. And this is Jesus going forth to conquer. And after every nation is brought under subjection to Christ the Lord, then the end will come. Then the rapture will take place. Now we're seeing these 144 are going to be first fruits unto God. And they're going to be part of that great army that goes with the Lord. There's more I'm putting together here, but, you know, that just blew me away when I read that a minute ago, that these 144,000 are first fruits unto God. And I thought, Lord, am I understanding this? Are they going to become, are you going to make them become mature fruit before even the people that have already received Christ? We're all going to become one body. I don't know. I'll have to research that. That just caught my attention when I read that. But you know what? God can do what he wants. And, you know, you always got to walk humbly and say, you know what? Whatever God does with me, that's God's business. And whoever God wants to set in this place or that place, whoever he wants to give, he can give different levels of honor and glory, and he can do different things of different with different ones of his servants. That's God's business. You know, so you just, wherever he places you in the body, you just say, well, thank you, Lord. You know, and if he exalts one above you, thank you, Lord. You know, that's all God's choice. That's all up to the Father and the Son. Okay? And so thank God. I'm kind of surprised. I ran out of scripture, or I had, this is all the scripture I had. I'm seeing if there's any more. I'm getting a lot of resistance, which I always do. You know, I've already, you know, I'm still running my business. And I'll just tell you this. I'm in the process of filing for a 501c3, so that my ministry can become a nonprofit ministry. And, you know, I'm still running my lawn and landscape business, and I'm working towards, in the days to come, going full time in the ministry. And so when my faith grows, my strength grows, and I can believe, and my income is steady enough to go out of the business, well, that's what I'm going to do. It's very difficult to run a business, work full time, and mind the things of the Spirit, pray, seek God, put out these podcasts every week. I don't have a whole lot of time to read and pray. I don't have a lot of time to pray. It's been a lot of grace on my life to be able to put out these podcasts. And so I thank God for that. But, you know, I'll just tell you this. The more God opens up to me the words of God in the great tribulation, there's going to be a lot happening. And so we all need to rejoice that when the fullness of the Gentiles come in, all Israel shall be saved. Thank God. Thank God. And we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the restoration of Israel. And we should not give God any rest until he make Israel a praise in all the earth. God has never forsaken Israel. They are his people. He loves the people of Israel, and he loves the whole world for that matter. And the first will be last, and the last will be first. I think that's all I've got for this podcast. I want to give an invitation. If there's any person out there that has never been saved, you want to get in on this. You want to be saved. You want to be born again. You want eternal life. See, God has set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And you want to go live with the God of heaven. He's a wonderful, glorious person. He is love. He is merciful. He is gracious. So, say this prayer after me and you can be saved. Say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So say this prayer, Lord Jesus. And you know it says there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And God has exalted his Bible, the Bible, his word, above his name. The Bible is the most exalted book in the world. More copies of the scriptures of the Bible have been sold than any other book in the world. And so, call upon the name of Jesus, and you can be saved. That's the only way. There's no other way to heaven. And people, it says, this gospel shall be preached in all the world, and that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose from the dead. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. You cannot reject this kind of love. You cannot reject this gospel, or you damn yourself. You can't help you were born in sin. You can't help where you're at. But if you reject the love of God, if you reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you choose death. Don't do that to yourself. So say this prayer to me and be saved. Lord Jesus, I just thank you that you died for me. You were buried and you were raised from the dead. And I just receive you right now, Jesus. Now mean this with your heart. You got to want him. You got to want to receive him. Say it earnestly. Lord Jesus, I just receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And if you've called upon the name of the Lord and you've asked him to be your Lord and Savior, Spirit of Christ has entered into you. And then you keep seeking him and he will confirm that you belong to him. All right. And he started a good work in you and he'll perform it until the day that he comes back. All right. Encourage you to tune back into my podcast and I'll teach you the ways of God. Everybody have a great day. God bless.
I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water.